Hello, welcome to Super Pussy episode number 4, where Eliza and AJ get a little crazy. That's nothing new. Say hello, Eliza.
Hello.
And we are welcoming a special guest star, our very first one on Super Pussy. Welcome, Emma the Librarian.
Hola, ¿qué pasa? What's going on?
Nada.
Yeah, I don't speak Spanish. Sorry. I'm like, I got nothing.
See,
I mangle like Spanish very well. I mangle Italian too, but none of it comes out very good.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do with all foreign languages. Think them. Thankfully, I have a fairly good command of the English language.
English? What's that?
Yeah, the craziest language in the world.
Got that going for you.
Yeah. So anyway, on tonight's episode, we are going to interview Emma, see if we can throw her off with some of our questions. Just on a little aside, this is our second go at this. We had some technical difficulties, so we're starting over, and it's a shame because she got us laughing hysterically on the first question, which was, what is the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Well, it wasn't the place that made you laugh.
No, it wasn't the place, but they haven't heard the place.
Oh, yeah. Point. Oh, because I don't have, because I was so vanilla for so long, I don't really have, wow, exciting places, you know? I've never done the plane thing or anything like that. So I just, it was the drive-in, all hot and steamy in the back seat.
I was going to ask if it was the front seat or the back seat. It was the front of the car.
No, it was the back seat. It was like a little Honda Civic, so there was no room. Had to force all the front seats forward and, yeah. So what did I say? I said the hardest thing was getting the smell out.
It's never not funny. Well, it's not. It came out, I said, what, don't you swallow? And then she...
Then I said, yeah, I'm a squirter, so it's a whole different scent.
Yeah. So you need to keep towels in your car.
Yes, I always have towels.
Yeah. And to breathe.
Was this a boyfriend or was this a...
No, it was was a boyfriend and then I ended up living with him, but he was a boyfriend at the time. And, we just couldn't keep our hands off each other, so it didn't matter where we went, if it was the movie theater or dinner or whatever.
To me, that doesn't qualify as vanilla. I mean, I've not even messed around in a regular movie theater or a drive-in.
Give them blowjobs in the movie theater. That's fun.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list. I just need a volunteer to come to Iowa and volunteer.
I'll volunteer it, but I don't know. My bucket list is so long. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, but it should always be undone. I mean, there should always be stuff on it, no matter how experienced you are. So
that's true. What's on your bucket list, Eliza?
Oh, mine. Number one, my sexual bucket list, number one, DP.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too.
That's number one. I'm so hung up on that, I don't really get past that.
And DP too, right, two cocks, not a toy and a cock.
Oh, right, because I've done that. Yeah. Wanted two cocks.
And it has to actually be, if it's, you're thinking two men, not a guy and a woman with a strap on.
I don't know, that might be okay.
Oh, it would definitely be okay.
Well, I know it would be okay, okay, so now I have two things on my bucket list.
Oh, two things. All right, so before our technical difficulties, you had just asked Emma a question.
Yes. Have you ever had a fantasy about a teacher or some other authority figure?
Authority figure. I did have this boss. Actually, it was my boss's boyfriend, and then he ended up being my boss later. He was very tall, very handsome, kind of looked like Bill Clinton-ish, but better looking. And
I have a thing for Big Willie.
And he was a very tall guy. He was 6'5", 6'6". And I just had such a crush on him. He was such a great flirt with everybody. And oh yeah, I wanted to do him. And when they broke up, I was so in line for that one. I was like, I'm going to be the horrible, horrible friend who just totally fucks her friend's ex-boyfriend. But I came to my senses.
And you did?
I did not. I did not. I came to my senses and said, this is a friend I want to keep forever. So, and she still is a friend, so that's a good thing. I never told her that. Yeah. It would be wise not to tell her.
Would it have ended the friendship? Did he break up with her?
Yes, he broke up with her, and yes, it would have ended the friendship.
Yeah.
So. Fantasies are best left to fantasies.
Yeah. Oh. I can only imagine how big his cock would be.
Did she ever talk about it?
She said it was by far bigger than any other guy she'd been with.
Mm-mm. So. Sometimes the big guys, it's like, really?
Yeah, just because you're tall doesn't
No, that's true.
Because I, you know, had a 6'5" boyfriend, and he was thick, but not long. You know, he was nice. It worked very, very well. But yeah, he wasn't overly endowed or anything.
See, and the one really tall guy I was with was the exact opposite. He was long, but not very thick. I was like,
Does size matter, girls?
No, well, yes. The biggest guy I've ever been with, he was actually the shortest man I've ever been with. He was probably maybe 5'7". And he was huge. He was like a brick. Both directions.
you knew for a few days that you'd fucked, huh?
Oh my god. Well, plus he was my first too, so I was incredibly sore for days. God. I still to this day he's the biggest man I've ever been with. I was just like, holy fuck.
So tell us about your first time.
I was 20. It was an antique.
I win. I was 24, Emma.
So. Oh, there you go. Well, look at you. Harlot. Now you're all just trampy.
Yeah, once I started, there was no turning back. I was like, holy fuck, what the hell was I waiting for?
I know. That's the thing. You're like, why didn't people tell me sooner? Yeah, no, a friend's actually, he was a Marine, and he had come out to the West Coast, like he was stationed here, and friends had asked me to show him around, show him a good time.
Did you ever?
And, yeah, I told him about it before, like one of our first times we went out, you know, I said, you know, I've never had sex or whatever, and he was really sweet. He sent me like little flirtatious cards about the first time he'd ever had sex and things like that, and... So, one night, yeah, we were just watching a movie, and I just took his hand, and I took him into my room, and, I said, go for it, dude.
Did he know you were a virgin?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
So he kept wanting to stop, and I was like, if you stop, I will kill you.
How much had you done up to that point?
Like,
all in but the act, or?
Yeah. I'd done everything else. So, yeah. No, I was, by then, I was like an old pro at blowjobs.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds really bad, doesn't it? Oh, God.
That's what I'm sitting
here. No, because if you listen to Super Pussy, I think Eliza made a comment in a previous episode about her expertise in blowjobs.
My history is a mouth whore.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's funny, because I had a fuck buddy that I gained, like, towards the end of last year, and... I think it was like January, and he said, wow, you're just so much better at blowjobs. I'm like, wait a minute, did I suck before? I'm like, is this like riding a bike? Was I just so rusty or something?
You know, I think, and I want listeners to weigh in on this, whether it be male or female in your experiences, I think that half of a good blowjob is the woman or the man liking what they're doing.
Exactly.
See, and I love it. That's what makes me wet, is giving a blowjob.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we talked about that the other night, about how blowjobs just, I can almost come from them.
Yeah.
I get so turned on by them.
Yeah, because if I've given a really good blowjob, I mean, just the first time he pushes into me, I'm coming. That's it.
Yep, yep. Me too. Absolutely.
You guys suck.
You have G-spot orgasms too then, Emma?
I do, but I'm really a clit girl. I really am a clit girl. But I come a lot. I mean, like, if I've had sex and I haven't come like 5 or 6 times, that's kind of a disappointment.
So you are the elusive super pussy then. You have G-spot and clit orgasms.
Yes. But it takes a lot to have, a G-spot orgasm, and it's all about position and angle and pressure and force at the same moment.
I'm all about the G-spot orgasms. I have very few clitoral orgasms.
Oh, wow.
I just discovered I could have an internal orgasm a month ago?
I don't think it was even that long, was it?
I don't remember.
Tell me.
I mean, it wasn't long ago.
I want to hear that.
Oh, well. Well, I think he probably did hear it. It was on one of the super puzzles.
Was it? I may have been filing myself by then. I don't know.
I think it was, well, it actually happened, because we had to postpone recording a super pussy because I had gotten a little aggressive with the new boy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I was playing with a friend and got a little overzealous and was so sore for 3 days, but I had my first internal orgasm that night. And so then when we finally did get to record, I was like, oh, I know what toy I'm using.
Wow. You got sore from a toy? That's great.
This thing is big, and I was railing the fuck out of myself.
Oh my God.
You've never gotten sore from a toy?
No. I mean, I think I've gotten vibration sore, where I'm numb, but not
I don't even turn the vibration on this one.
So you don't use a lot of internal?
No, I do. I just don't get sore by them.
You must not be pounding yourself hard.
Well, I mean, yes, you get sore, but not I can't walk the next day kind of sore.
Oh,
I could walk, but I couldn't, I couldn't have sex the next day. I was no.
She was tender. Very tender.
Oh yeah, no, that's the best part. I wanna do it while it hurts. It's great. It's getting past the, those people tell you, oh, just work out the next day. It's great. Fuck you.
Yeah. All right, Emma. Emma, you have to choose one of the following options.
It's gonna be bad.
Where would you rather have sex? And you have to choose one of them. There's no none of them option.
Okay.
On a stage in front of a lot of people you know.
Ooh.
With your parents in the room. In front of an ex.
Oh, in front of an ex. Definitely.
And do you already have an ex in mind?
Yes, I do.
So you can tell by that giggle she did.
Yeah.
Bastard. Yes, I do. He was a musician, so he was always on stage. So I kind of want to merge them. Be me be on stage with someone else and him have to be in the audience. Him be the only one in the audience. Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
I think most women would pick that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Seriously, because your parents, creepy.
Oh, I'm on the stage.
My mother would be like, whatever.
Well, I could do it in front of my parents because they're oh, never mind, that's just so distasteful. They're gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't even go there.
Maybe
way to bring down the room.
Oh, my God.
Somebody say cunt before it gets too weird.
I had a really good thought about something sexual there, but my mind was kind of wandering to having sex on the stage. So I don't know where I was going with that, but there was something there. Oh, it was actually about my mom when you said that the ex was a musician. My mom got caught one night. She had a boyfriend that was a drummer, a boyfriend that was a local townie, and a boyfriend that was in the military.
All at the same time?
Yeah.
Rockin' mom.
And so she told the townie that she was sick because she was going to go see the drummer because he was in town playing out at the dance hall. And the guy in the military did not tell her that he was going to be coming home on leave. He was going to surprise her. So when he showed up at my grandparents, my grandmother told him, oh, she's out at such and such place at the dance. And he's like, oh, okay, great. So he decided to go out and find her.
Oh.
And at the same time, the townie decided, well, she's sick, but that doesn't mean I have to stay home. I think I'll go out to the dance. My mom got dumped by all three that night.
That's a movie right there. I love that.
Yeah. Yep.
And drummers are always bad news.
Yeah, always. Yeah, my mama was a wild child, that's for sure.
That's awesome. I love your mother.
She told me when I was, I was the girl, I was the go-to girl. When anybody had sex questions, they're like, go ask AJ, because she can go find out from her mom. And then it was always run back to the cubicle in the women or in the girls' bathroom, and we'd all, and which page on which book was the one that you had to read, because, we dog-eared those pages. But anyway, she told me one time, you don't get married without having sex. She goes, you wouldn't buy a pair of shoes without trying them on. Why would you marry a man without trying them on? So.
That's awesome.
Score one for mom.
Yep, she was awesome, so. But that's not really very sexy talk, so.
Oh, yeah.
No, but your mom's so awesome.
Another question?
I do. I was kind of torn between two, but I think I'm going to go with this one.
Mm.
And it's a two-parter. No. Have you ever put on a strip show? Have you ever been to a strip club? Because AJ's never been to a strip club.
I went to a club, but it wasn't a strip club. It was just girls dancing naked. They didn't strip. They were already naked.
Oh, okay.
But I went with a bunch of coworkers, which was kind of a hoot, including the guy that I wish I could have fucked.
Nice.
Yeah. Which was kind of an odd thing, because one of the guys kept bugging me to borrow dollars. But it was just a strange thing.
Motherfucker.
But it was like a pool hall plus dancers. So.
Yeah. Were they completely nude?
Well, they had G-strings, but a couple of them were nude. So. I don't know that was copacetic for that place, but whatever. Everybody was pretty plastered. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
But so I'm not done. I want to go where the girls give lap dances and all that. I want to go. I want to watch my guy get all turned on by that. That would be hot.
I want lap dance. You're my guy.
Well, that too, but.
I've been to many strip clubs. I've had many a lap dance. Four. Yep.
And you rate them. On a scale from 1 to 10.
You're my hero.
You're such an asshole. I'm not your hero.
See how she treats me?
Does your husband take you to those?
Yeah, every time I've been with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't always get lap dances with him. Sometimes I get them myself. Sometimes I get them with a friend.
Have you ever made out with the stripper?
No, because apparently the places I go to are not as wild as some of the places that other people go to.
Hey, well, there's your assignment, after...
I've never had an angry hand job from a stripper. because honestly, when I go, it's a turn on. It's a lot of fun. But it's so much fun to just talk to the girl. When I'm getting a lap dance, I'm asking them, do your parents know what you do? How long have you been dancing? And they love it because the men don't talk.
Right.
The one stripper told me this was a place where they went all nude, and me and my friend were getting a lap dance, and she was like, you guys are awesome. She said, men don't talk. And their eyes just follow my pussy wherever it goes. She's like, and if they do talk, they usually address my pussy directly. So we came out of that booth and when that lap dance was over, and all the guys who were coming out of the booths around us were just looking at us like, what the fuck? Because we hooted and hollered and laughed and had the greatest time during the whole dance. And they were probably all like, oh, my God, what's going on in there? No, just talking and watching a vagina.
Wow.
But have you ever put on a striptease, Emma?
I wouldn't say that I have. But I'm very into the dressing up thing. I really like to do the whole lace and the garters and the stockings and the, variations thereof. I'm really into corsets right now.
Ooh.
I have a very traditional corset I'm breaking in, and so I'm really excited to wear it because it'll take 10 minutes to get out of. And I just wanted to see if he could actually make it that long or just go, fuck it!
Somebody get the scissors.
Exactly.
When I had my, when I had my threesome with the two guys, I was wearing a corset and, garter stockings, kind of a mini skirt, heels, you know, the whole nine yards. And, my ex-husband ruined the stockings and garters because he couldn't figure out how to undo the little, you know, thingy on them. And they, like, went flying across the room. And the other guy was trying to figure out the corset. And, yeah, I just ended up having to do it myself because it was a little too complicated, I guess, to untie the bow.
Well, you know, they're losing brain power by the second if you're dressed like that. So.
Yeah. That was, like, probably one of the hottest experiences, though, was by the time I finally got the nerve up to come out of the bathroom because I was so nervous. And this was after he'd already been, the other guy had already been, like, getting me off in the bar under the table with my ex-husband across the table. And, but coming out of that, because we got back to the hotel room and I went in and I got all dressed up. And, but once I came out of there, they were like, you know, wolf on a rabbit or something. On either side of me, they just like, and after about probably 3 seconds with their jaws kind of dropped, and that was a pretty damn good feeling to walk out and have that reaction.
Yeah.
Pretty sexy night.
I want to see that.
It would have been. Oh, go on, Emma.
No, I was going to say, I want to see that outfit.
No shit.
You need to put that
it's been
on your...
ruined.
Ruined and all, that'd be hot.
I have pictures of the corset. If I remember, I'll throw one up tomorrow on the,
on your thread.
On the, thread. But I didn't, get pictures before, the clothes came off rather fast, so.
Wow.
I got rid of my corset. I don't know why. It was just old. It needed to go. I need a new one.
Well, yeah, because you've lost a ton of weight, so.
Oh, my God. There's no way I would even be able to. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to fit in it at all.
Enough, yeah.
It's very hot. I like it. But, yeah, I dress up the whole thing. I don't know that I striptease. Usually let them undress me.
Yeah, I think I feel way sexier if I'm being undressed.
Because I loved undressed men, and they're always like, just, no, pull this off. And I'm like, no. The whole belt thing is very hot for me. I love the whole process of pulling the belt out of the loops, and that's just...
What? Were you the one that asked Fred how that she did that so fast?
Yes!
I thought it was you.
That was me.
The guy's
because
like, oh, it's a trick. There's no belt.
I saw that. It's on a show, a BBC America show called Orphan Black, and it's like, I think it's like the first or second episode, and she just meets this guy, and he thinks it's his girlfriend. She's a duplicate.
Right. That's
and so she's trying to figure out how to shut him up and not lose, you know, that he thinks it's her, so she just, you know, basically attacks him and just rips that thing off, and I was like, fuck, that's awesome. I want to do that.
It's a pretty hot scene.
I know.
That was when they were, like, up on the butcher block. She was up on the butcher block.
Yeah, she puts him up on the top of the island, and she crawls on top of him.
Yeah.
Likes him right there.
Let's check this shit out.
Oh, that was an awesome show.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's getting ready to come season two.
Season two started. It's, like, I think they're on, like, episode four.
Okay, but I don't think I can, it's not on, like, break. I think I have to wait until it's on Amazon or Netflix or something before I can watch it.
Yeah, I think I get it on iTunes or something. But
oh, can you? Yeah, I'll just wait till it comes out and I don't have to pay anything that's recorded.
Yeah, it's just lots of hot people everywhere. It's great.
Like lots of hot people everywhere.
Well, the same girl character, she's like seven different characters, so.
Yeah.
You have to like her, I guess. But anyway. Once they start talking in an accent, I'm kind of lost after that.
Yeah, me too.
It just makes me worry.
How do you feel about spanking?
I like spanking if it makes my partner really excited. I mean, I can take it or leave it either way. But if he gets hot from it, it makes me totally lose it.
And that's very interesting because I'm the exact flip of that.
Yeah.
Where I'm usually, I like want it really bad and really get off on it. And every partner I've had hasn't necessarily been into spanking, but has gotten off on it because I got really off on it. So,
yeah. But I like the whole, like, manhandling, grab my hair, force my to my knees thing. You know, that's just, I love that stuff. So,
but you're not really into spanking.
But it just, that in and of itself doesn't really, if it's part of the whole thing, yeah, that's really hot, but.
Okay. So, like, if you're getting fucked doggy spanked and it's pretty rough, do you feel like you want it to be part of that, or it's not anything you would ever ask for?
I don't think I'd ask for it, but I love it when it's part of it. Does that sound, that sounds weird, I guess.
So when it's what they want and they go for it, then yeah, you're all for it.
Yeah.
But it's not something that you
prefer. Yeah, if they get me to the point where I'm like, I got tears coming down my eyes, that's awesome. I'm loving that.
Yeah, me and AJ are both like, demanding it.
Smack that ass, baby.
You better smack my ass. And do if you don't do it hard enough, I'm gonna be dead.
Do you have preference, Eliza, where it lands?
Yeah, like, right on the, like, right. I'm like touching my butt, because yeah, you can see it.
It's on the, like, the crease between where your butt meets your leg?
No, I like it right on the roundest part.
Okay. Yeah, see, and I like it a little bit lower. I like it so that if their hand was the right position, their fingertips are going to brush my pussy.
Oh, that's hot.
Like their fingertips are almost curling around towards the inside.
Oh, no. See, and I want, like, the hard, I want the sting. I don't want.
Oh, like, no, I want it to sting. I want it to leave nearly a welt. But I just.
Well, no, but that's what I want from it.
Oh, right.
I just want the sting.
Do you like your pussy being slapped?
No. I don't understand it.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand it.
Fucking love it.
I've never had that done. That's on my bucket list.
I love it. And I love it to the point where I will spread my pussy wide open and have them just slap the hell out of my clit.
Oh, that's hot.
Maybe because my clit's far more sensitive.
Exactly. And mine can take the rough and tumble. Like, I don't get to the point where it's like, don't touch my clit. I'm way too sensitive.
See, I do on occasion.
It's generally more when I say stop or when I say give me a minute. It's because I can't breathe that I'm too sensitive. Or it's because my pussy hurts.
Yeah.
But that takes quite a bit.
Well, I forget to breathe when I come, so usually it's me gasping for breath after that.
Mm-hmm. Have you passed out?
I've gotten dizzy, yeah. And they've had to, like, hold me up before, but no, I've never passed out.
I've passed out.
But I've had to, like, you know, like, catch my breath a lot, yeah. So it's the only time I'm silent.
I like dizzy when you orgasm. I don't want to pass out, but
I don't recommend it. It kind of scares the crap out of them.
We're
like, oh my God, I fucked her to death. And for half a second, they're like, high five me. Oh my God, she might be dead. Not that they're like, you know, creepers and into necrophilia or anything. They're just like, my dick is awesome. You know, every fan would have that thought.
You know, somebody just nodded their head. Yes.
They're looking in the mirror and they're saying, Bond, James Bond.
They're taking a quick picture with their phone, and then they're making sure you're still alive.
Yeah, there's a lot of pride that goes on with the whole cock thing.
I would, if I had a cock, I'd be proud of it.
I would. I'd be dancing around the frozen food section.
Okay, girls, what would you do if you had a cock for 24 hours? What would you do with those 24 hours?
I have so contemplated this.
Oh, God, haven't we all? Okay, Emma, you go first.
What would I do? Oh my God, I would like call every girl I know. And I'd just start making appointments, you know, half hour increments. Let's just go. Well, I have to go get Viagra first, but then half hour increments.
Only girls though?
Yeah. Well, would I want to fuck guys with a cock? Yeah, I probably would.
Do you like gay porn?
I have a lot of gay friends, so it just kind of goes together, I guess.
Yeah.
I just absolutely love it when you just said, would I want to fuck a guy with a cock? Probably yes. Like,
Maybe the ex-boyfriend musician.
Oh my god, he'd so be afraid. He'd be so afraid. I'd love that. I'd love to see deer in the headlights look on that.
And if you could pick what size your cock was, what size would you pick?
7.5. Because six to six and a half is average-ish. And I'd want to be just longer than that to where it feels bigger, but not like, holy fuck, I can't fuck you.
Yeah, because there's no point if you're just bottoming out and you can't even get all of you inside.
Right. I want the whole gyration, like feeling every wall of the pussy thing. yeah, I want to fuck a girl in the ass, too. That would be cool. I want to know what it feels like from that perspective, because from my perspective, it's amazing.
And I got to say that I'm more, like, once I started having anal sex, I'm just more driven to find out what that feels like, much more than I ever was on what it feels like inside of a pussy.
Here's what I have to ask, because neither of you said you would do this. Like, the first thing I would do is I would masturbate furiously. Like, I would just go to town on myself.
Well, I don't know, I give hand jobs, so I guess I already know half of it, but...
Yeah, but you don't know what it feels like when they come.
That's true. To take yourself from completely flaccid to orgasm.
That's probably cool. That'd probably be cool. Yeah, that's true.
And then I'd fuck a lot of dudes.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely fuck men and women. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, that's all your guys' fault. I never had the prospect of women in my radar, really. And then you guys started talking, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm adding that to my bucket list.
Specifically us, or just women in general?
Well, I had a couple guys who talked about women in a very particular way that, like, was like, wow, you know, a threesome with a woman might actually be interesting. And then I had this fantasy about, I really wanted to have a guy and me sitting in a chair controlling what he could do to the girl. Mm-hmm. So I would watch them, but her pleasure would be entirely by something I said.
Ooh.
So that was my fantasy. And then my fantasy became, well, then I want to switch places with him and him direct me to pleasure her. And that's how women started coming into the whole thing.
So there was a little technical difficulty, but we're back. And we believe we were discussing if we had a penis. Not one collective penis, which would be pretty fucking awesome. But if we each had our own individual penises, and I want to mouth fuck people, just like hold their head. Like I like the hand under the jaw. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to make people gag on my cock.
Do you like gagging on a cock?
I kind of feel about that the same way that Emma feels about spanking. If he really gets off on it, I do.
How about you, Emma?
I love that. I love that. Like, I'm the verge of, like, I'm going to lose it gagging. I love that part.
I have such an overactive gag reflex that that's really hard for me.
See, my gag reflex is very minimal.
But thankfully, I can take about 6 inches before it really kicks in, so. It's, but, yeah, the whole fucking my throat thing doesn't work out real great for me.
It's much better if I'm laying on my back and he's over my head.
Yes.
That's easier. Then somehow my throat just doesn't lock up the same way.
Exactly.
It's gravity.
Weighs cocks down, I guess. I mean, how hard would cocks be all the time if there wasn't gravity?
Now I'm thinking about astronauts.
Just thinking about weightless cocks. Floating penis.
You know, they don't have that in the movies. They have all the astronaut-y things floating in the plane, but they never show floating cocks.
They should. Have there been dildos in space? I'm sure there have.
I'm sure there's been sex in space. I mean, they do have co-ed flights. I mean, somebody's got to have done it.
What happens if it's pulled out?
What?
Like, what happens if you pull out in space?
Drops of pub floating everywhere.
Yeah, little pebbles.
That would really make a mess up there.
But it would just sort of string together. It'd be like this floating string. You could just sort of capture it in a cup.
Or just, you know, go about, like, you know, little catching air bubbles.
That is... guys are probably going, what the fuck are these women talking about?
You know, we have moments, at least one moment every time we record where we talk about it later and we're like, they're going, what the fuck?
Oh,
and they still listen and they like it because our listeners are fucking awesome.
They are awesome.
What's funny, I realize that I'm doing exactly the same thing I do when I listen to you guys, is I'm sitting here with this toy, fondling my pussy, idly, as if nothing else is going on.
Yeah, well, that was the bad problem with the technical difficulty, is that I was, like, just at that verge of,
Oh, I'm so sorry. Start over, AJ, start over.
Oh, I didn't stop.
Were you one Aaron Rodgers away from an orgasm? Yes! Got it in! We'll have to explain that to Emma off air.
Yes, off air.
Yeah, I hear pieces of it, and I'm like, obviously there's a whole history there.
You have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very naughty.
But yeah, no. I'm definitely extremely wet. So Emma.
Yes, ma'am.
If Eliza and I were there, and you were having your first girl-on-girl experience, what would you want to experience first?
What would I want to experience first? I don't know that I could decide between wanting to feel a woman's lips on mine or my lips on a woman.
There's two of us. How about that?
There you go.
No, see, the correct answer would have been AJ's lips. Like, seriously, how can you not look at those lips and just want to fucking devour them?
I know. I just want to, she has just awesome flesh. I love her pictures. I just want to, like, run my tongue all over her.
So. Awful quiet over there, AJ.
Oh, I see.
I get so jealous of AJ's easy ability to orgasm.
Oh, I can orgasm so easy. I can catch up very fast, actually. It's not orgasm easy. I can catch up really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once I get one out of the way, I can get them pretty bam, bam, bam. But
well, I've already come like 5 times today, so I'm on a roll.
At about 10.
Jesus, I am the slacker.
You are a slacker. You're busy out there running while we're
fucking. I know. I went on 2 runs today instead of playing with.
Oh, wait. Oh, well, I was busy fucking.
Solo orgasms or were those with the FWB?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The first ones were, the first ones with the fuck buddy, cause he came over after work, and then I talked to somebody on the phone, and that's why I was tardy with you two, because I was finishing up with somebody on the phone.
Or?
Yep. It was a bit of a turd.
I can't say anything because I, had a phone call right when I got home from work with a very good friend, from England. And then, I might have had one of my second job phone calls after that, so.
Ooh la la. Yeah. That's hot. Tell us about it.
First time I've even touched my pussy all day. I really feel like I'm a slacker.
Oh, but you're wet, yes, Eliza?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Do you get like wet and puffy and swelly, or do you just get wet, slick?
Lean? I get slick.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I don't get too swollen unless I'm like several deep. Several orgasms deep. Several orgasms deep. Jesus. Yeah, let me clarify that.
Yes, please.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Giggle, giggle, moan.
I'm trying really hard not to make noise, you know, because that's just...
Oh, but the guys like noise.
Yeah. And the girls. The girls like noise.
Jinx.
Oh, my God, really?
Really? Oh, my God.
Oh, Bobby.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Did you hear that?
Oh,
yeah.
Holy fuck, I'm thirsty.
Fuck me.
Oh my God, Emma.
Oh my God, I felt so good.
Can you do that again?
Yeah, in about a minute.
Okay. Oh my god. I glued my sticker.
Oh, please.
That's fucking beautiful.
Oh my god. It's close. We're close to like the fountain level. We usually hit fountains at like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Those just come too fast.
Are you always a squirter, Emma?
Always.
Oh. Do you remember the first time you squirted?
I do, actually. Because my boyfriend and I wrote it in the calendar as Holy Shit Day.
Did you know what it was when it happened, or did it?
No, I didn't. I did not know women squirt back then. Holy cow, I was way young.
Did you think you pissed yourself?
No, but I was like, I have no idea what the fuck that was. I knew it wasn't pee or anything.
Well, the first time I did that's what I thought I did. I mean, I have squirted, but it's not a normal occurrence for me. I'm more of a gusher.
Yeah, it's usually like 1, 2, 3 are like leaking and all that kind of stuff. It's running down my ass, and like 4, 5, and 6 are like more like gushing. And then when you hit like 7 or 8, since everything's like really open, it's just like a fountain everywhere.
Hmm. So you have to, it just happens. It's not like you have to do anything to let it happen.
No, I have to try really hard for it not to happen. Like, I went to dinner on Saturday, and he was fingering me in the car, and I'm like, I really don't want to ruin my car. So I just try really hard not to come, and I finally had to be like, you have to stop right now.
So, oh.
Which really sucked.
I'm guessing he loves that.
Especially for the guys down the parking row, because apparently they heard it and they liked it.
Oh, shit.
I did not know the window was halfway rolled down.
Oops.
But
so, have you had guys, like, get in there and finger the hell out of you and just get drenched their faces?
I've had them drench, like, their arms and their hands and, like, squirt all over their body. And I've had guys ask me to stand over them when I come. So just sort of drench them, but the whole face thing is like the next thing I'm going to do with this guy.
So, fucking hot as hell.
Yeah.
I would definitely want to be. There is an awesome, fucking awesome porn clip, and it's Cytheria, who's an awesome supporter, and Belladonna.
Cytheria's my dream girl.
Oh my god.
She and I are really close. I don't come as far as she does unless I've really, really gone for a long time.
Have you seen the clip with Belladonna?
No.
You have to look it up. It is so fucking hot. And Belladonna is just so turned on by it. And she just comes all over Belladonna. And she's just like looking at her tits and like, that's cum or that's girl juice. Or I don't remember what she calls it. But she's just
girl
like,
juice.
That's fucking amazing. And yeah, it's a very, very hot clip.
Yeah, it's weird.
Is Eliza there?
Yeah.
She's just quiet. Do you not squirt, Eliza, or you're just like, this is so boring for me?
No. Eliza's fine.
I'm like, wait a minute, she's awfully quiet. I'm not used to her being this quiet.
I am just fine.
It doesn't matter, because when you get there, it's fucking gorgeous.
Whimpering. I think it's so funny that I get so many comments on my whimper, and I don't like my whimper.
Oh, whimper's so sexy.
It's like the part you can't control, so that's the hot part.
It's growing on me.
Do you like anal, Emma?
I do. I'm very new to it, but I really like it.
Because
it's so different having a guy come in your ass than come in your pussy.
Yes. I can feel it better.
Well, yeah, it's like, if they come on my pussy, I can feel the heat and the warmth. But if they come on my ass, I can feel every ropey surge.
And you can feel their cock just pulsing.
Yeah, and it's just pushing against the walls of your pussy, too. And it's, oh, my God, it's fucking hot. Mm. And it makes me tighten, which makes me cum, usually right when he comes, too. So.
Why is that?
Because... the way he swells just makes my ass clench and it makes my pussy, like, freak out and go, oh, my God, let's come for that. So.
I'm gonna just go stick my fingers in Eliza.
I love how she sounds in the background. I love how she's just in the background going, lovely, lovely.
Suck that clit right into my mouth. I covered this before, but do you like being rimmed, Eliza?
Yeah.
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 So if Emma was fingering you and I was tonguing your asshole, that would be a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I love that little flat spot between your clit and your hole, you know, just caressing that.
Uh-huh.
It's just so... It gets all velvety wet at first. I like that part.
Mm-hmm. Are you just rubbing your clit right now?
Mm-hmm.
Just using your fingers?
Yeah.
Taste yourself for me. That's definitely on my bucket list.
To taste, Eliza?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know if this is odd or not, but I'm exceptionally sweet right now.
Mm-hmm. You sweet, yeah. It's
no, I'm like, God, did somebody sprinkle Splenda on that shit? Come on. Seriously. I put that on ice cream.
I'm never gonna drink iced tea the same way again.
It's Eliza's girl juice.
Why do you call that Eliza tea?
I'm gonna just grind my pussy right up against yours. You gonna come for me? Are you getting close?
Yeah.
I can hear it. Yeah. Tongue right into your ass.
Oh, fuck.
Come for me.
Fucking hot. That is just so beautiful.
She's so...
It's just like roller coaster. It's fabulous.
Oh. God, I love how wet your body sounds.
The only one who thinks about that.
Damn it. That was a big old spot.
Way to go.
Oh,
score. High five.
Oh. Looks sweet today, too.
Maybe
it's... How are you tasting today?
How did I taste today? I'm a little salty.
Mmm. Oh, sweet and salty go well together.
Mm-hmm.
See, there it is.
Smack and pussy time.
Oh.
It's cunt slapping time. Mm. Damn. That build up was a lot. I need a nap. Seriously, I'm like, who? And my leg nearly cramped up on me.
Oh, I hate that.
That would have been super sexy. Oh, cramp!
Hey, I had that happen while I was riding somebody, so.
Oh, that's hard.
Our first time.
Oh. But see, you gotta laugh, and so if you laugh your first time, it's always a good thing.
Yeah. We've known each other for years and years. It was just our first time having sex.
Do you regularly have sex with lots of friends? I mean, do you have friends that progress into sex?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, our relationship was very sexual from the get-go. But he lives in Maryland and I lived in Iowa, so, but the first time we actually met, and I was a very, very naughty girl because I was in DC for my ex-husband's conference. So while he was at the conference.
You were conferring.
I was at the hotel room with another guy.
Lovely.
Slut that I am.
So I have a question for you too.
Okay.
Which kind of revolves around age, so if you don't want to do your own age, that's fine. But I'm really curious about if Lit has changed the ages of the men that you deal with. Younger, older, same, or not.
Yes, definitely. I'm 45. And
I'm 34.
I definitely play with much younger men than I ever did before Lit. So, and would have ever considered playing with. So.
And I'm on both ends of the spectrum. I always liked older men, but I now play with a couple of men who are significantly older than I ever would have thought I would play with, and there are a couple who are significantly younger than I would ever have considered being interested in. Very rarely do I deal with somebody of my own age.
Well, that's what I've found, and it's kind of surprised me. Like, my early on, I was really surprised, like, when did it flip from older men to younger men all of a sudden? Because I'm 47, and I look at these, like, 25-year-olds, and I'm like, holy cow. You know, yay for stamina.
You know, and then that's something I'm curious about. Has it always been that way, that men like older women?
There seems to be a lot of it on Lit.
Yeah, like a lot of it. even the dating sites that I've been on, I get hit up by younger guys all the time. And obviously, they're really just looking for sex. But I don't recall that, although, you know, who really talks to guys about that when you're younger? So, I don't.
Oh, yeah. You weren't older then. So.
Right. So, but I'm curious.
I just find it very interesting. And I don't notice their age very easily, which you think I would because I'm totally about voices, but I don't notice age in voice for some reason.
Oh, I do. It depends.
Yeah, I don't always. There are definitely some young guys that sound very young, but it's more to me about what they're saying and how they're saying it than the actual timbre of their voice.
Right. So, like, for example, I have this UK boy that I talk to all the time, and I forget. I keep forgetting that he's so young because his voice is, plus his accent, it just makes me think of him as being much older.
But in virtual land, it just doesn't matter.
That's true.
But it can't, here's the only time that it's ever mattered for me is when you don't know the situation where you don't know a person's age, like you have a vague idea, but then you hear their voice and their voice is not at all what you expected. Like they sound much older or they sound much younger or that bothers me.
I'm a voice snob, so if a voice doesn't work for me, I just can't.
Well, see, I'm the same way.
Continue down that road.
Right.
Well, I'm to the point now where I'm like, I just refer people to my profile and say, send me a recording because I'm like, I'm just too tired of playing. And then all of a sudden you get to the voice and you're like, oh, that's just so disappointing.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I haven't had one of those in a long time, knock on wood, so.
Yeah. And I feel bad about it, because I feel bad, and then I'm like, wow, this is so not going to work for me.
Yeah. I don't feel bad anymore. I used to, and now it's like, you know, we're all really here for the same thing. Yeah. And it's, you know, there's never going to be any long-term things. Well, I shouldn't say there's never going to be. It does make those connections, but it's very rare. And, you know, for the married lady in our group, it's definitely not.
Yeah, as you say, not going to be happening for me.
Yeah, definitely not your goal. But, you know, I'm not using Lit as a dating site and using it as a release and as entertainment. So, if something happens and I meet somebody and, you know, I have met, what, like 6-7 people outside of Lit. So I've definitely had fun, but it's not what I'm looking for. So.
Emma, have you met anybody outside of Lit?
I have, but not forum people. They've been fan letters from my stories or my recordings.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I try to send a reply back if somebody takes the time to write me and send me their email. You know, I'll try to send a reply back. And just every once in a while, they just kind of catch as a conversation and it expands. And that's how I ended up actually with the friend with benefits that I have now. We both ended up talking about how our current fuck buddies weren't really satisfying what we wanted, and it turned out he was only a couple hours away, and so that's just kind of how that grew out of that. So.
Nobody's ever a couple hours away from me.
You live in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I know, it sucks. and even
I'm gonna be a couple of hours away from you.
Are you still making your trip though?
Well, that'll all depend. But...
Yeah. Well, I told you I have.
I know.
Familial obligations.
Lame.
Lame. And yeah, if you end up making it, I'll try and see if I can't figure a way out of it, at least to come up for a few hours. So.
Well, you ladies have been fabulous, fabulous interviewers, I have to say.
We just talk. you fit very well into the whole just, cause we just kinda ramble. That's what we do.
We just go, we ramble.
We ramble, we giggle, we get off, we giggle.
Well, I got off. Thank you very much. I enjoyed that.
Well, good, good.
I was stunned. Like, yours just came out and it was like,
that was bam!
Like,
the highlights of the evening. Like, Liza, did you just fucking hear that?
Like, I think she just imploded.
I don't really have control when they happen. I'm not really good at edging. I kind of just have to come when it comes.
Love edging.
I'm not very good at it.
I wish I was better, you know. But
I'm very good at it.
I can't like hold back. I just, because I can come so many times, it's not like, oh, I can come again later, don't worry about it, you know.
See, that's my thing. I'm like, why would I edge when I could just come and then come again and then come again?
It doesn't matter. If you edge, like, okay, so obviously I could have as many orgasms as I really want to have. But, and in fact, this was like the youngest guy that I've played with that Lit was, he's got kind of a dommy edge to him. And one of the first times that we kind of explored that, he's like, stop. And I'm like, what? And
orgasm denial.
Yeah. And he did the whole orgasm denial and then he repeatedly brought me to the edge. And
that was when you weren't allowed to touch yourself unless you were talking to me.
Ooh.
And we never did get to talk.
That was a different one, but
oh, sorry.
This was several years ago, but
well, that's the thing that that's on next on my bucket list is denial of orgasm, because I just did forced orgasm, so that was really fun.
I'm not good at forced.
So I was gonna say, and then I kind of lost my train of thought because my mind was wandering to delicious places. But so when he finally did let me come, it was so fucking intense and amazing. While my orgasms are always great and wonderful, this was just mind-blowing, toe-curling good.
Wow.
So there is the benefit of multi-orgasmic people waiting.
I just experienced that a couple months ago, and it's like, holy shit. And it was kind of like forced edging. Like he was, you know,
oh.
get me to the point where he knew I was going to go, and then he'd be like, stop.
Is that the one that I'm in competition with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Where do I stand in the rankings for that right now?
I think, no, I think he I think he reclaimed his title. But, you know, it won't last long.
No.
AJ is determined.
I am a very determined bitch.
To make Eliza the wedding.
That's
seriously the comp.
It is. It's like a double Jeopardy or something.
Either way, I come out a winner, so.
Exactly. Like, shit.
Eliza the winner.
Okay, I think this recording is well over an hour.
Yes, it's just over an hour now, so.
Yeah, I think it's time to say goodnight, ladies. This was fun, and Eliza, you definitely will be here next time.
Emma, hey, imagine that.
Back. Emma, you will have to come back and see us again another night.
Oh, well, yeah. I hope that your super fan, uber fans like it, because I'm a fan, so I can't wait to hear.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee you when it gets to that.
When the dam breaks.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that a song, When the Levee Breaks?
Mm-hmm. Thanks. You know how my brain station fucking works, and now that's going to be stuck in my head all night.
You're one.
Asshole.
Oh, fuck it. Yep.
You have a good night, ladies.
All right, night. Good night, Emma.
Bye.
Good night, AJ.
Good night, ladies.